motion on the floor by Councilman Kern. I'll need a second.
I second.
I have a second by Councilwoman Irvin. Without discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Shishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Thank you so much. We're out of executive. I'd like to entertain a motion while in executive session. We had a company come to us on a proposal.
I make a motion that we accept City Hall's negotiating on 17 quarter sections. The initial lease bonus of $40 per acre covering the 17 quarter sections. 3-year primary term lease with an extension clause of 2 years. Said extension will be due and payable prior to the expiration of the primary term at a bonus of $40 per acre. 20% royalty.
Yes, sir.
Are you saying 17 or 70?
17 quarter sections.
Okay, I didn't hear you. I thought you said 70, okay.
Council, do we have anything to add?
No.
I second it.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Yates. I have a second by Councilman Crone. Without hearing any discussion, let's call for the question.
Yes, ma'am.
Councilman Redcorn?
I'm gonna vote because I asked proposed by City Hall for 3/16 royalty. I like that. I think we need to get creative as Osage Mineral Council because from last year to now, we've lost 1,400 barrels a day. I think we need to start maneuvering and getting back those barrels. So I like the original proposal. I'm gonna vote no because I like the original proposal.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Shishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crowe?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you so much. Gentlemen, thank you all.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We had the superintendent talk to us a little bit. We have nothing else to vote on coming out of the executive. I'd like to move on down to old business, oil and gas summit. Council.
Thank you, Chairman. As directed by this council, I called a teleconference / meeting with the oil and gas summit committee. It happened this morning at 8:30. The participants were Councilman Andrew Yates, myself, Tolly Redcorn, and Rick Torrex. One of the questions was, I believe Mr. Yates, a question to Mr. Torrex is why we didn't have a summit this year. To our understanding, I think all of the 8 of us, at least, my understanding was none of us knew we weren't going to have a summit this year. We got an email that has been read into the record from Mrs. Irwin, from Susan Foreman, stating the reasons why they felt that they didn't call for a summit, which I think Mr. Torch's comments reflected exactly what is in the email. I don't think we need to read it again. It's in the record. So, nonetheless, Mr. Yates asked him, is it possible, well, number one, we want to request that the committee, the Minerals Council, appoint Lou Brock as the contact between the Oil and Gas Summit Committee and the Osage Mineral Council. The other thing was, Mr. Yates brought up, could we have a smaller version of the summit, maybe a one-day gig, maybe in December, first week in December, to which Rick Torrex said yes, he'd be willing to do that, plus we go ahead now and give him the go-ahead for the full-blown summit in 2017. So unless I left anything out, I think that's it from the teleconference this morning.
Council.
We did, I did also pursue the budget from the oil and gas summit, and we've got an excess of $42,000 in our account. Of course, we wouldn't want to spend all that, but we can still put on an abbreviated oil and gas summit in December, either, you know, here at the Cultural Center or maybe Skyjuke or Palm City, as to be determined by the committee. But I think we should have a committee meeting as soon as possible to kind of iron that out and move forward. I know we've got a lot of things we can talk about just, you know, here with the seismicity.
Yes, sir.
EPA with their injection well and wastewater and the fracking situation and the BIA with whatever is going on currently with them, which are supposed to be an evolving, changing atmosphere and environment. So I'm all in favor of trying to get something done for December. And, you know, like I say, just an abbreviated oil and gas summit, and then maybe go all in.
Can we appoint a new committee?
Council.
I mean, who's on it?
It's a volunteer thing. We can maybe have a new meeting and see who's still on board. Was it Suzanne Summers?
Suzanne Summers.
With
the Jew Company.
No, that's not.
What's her name? Michelle. She's the one who's going to be involved. She's retired. And so they won't be in charge of the printing of the programs.
Okay.
As people moving in and out.
Councilwoman Bailey.
Well, I just have a question. Something sounds a little bit settled that I didn't think was settled. You want to appoint Lou Brock as the contact person? I thought he was the temporary person and we were going to advertise for his position. But it sounds to me like you guys have already decided he's going to be a permanent employee and was going to be able to do this. And in addition to that comment, I want to add that in the past, the contact person was always the senior staff member. Thank you.
I think a lot of that can be retrieved at the meeting. Councilman Crum.
I heard that Rick Torrance is still to be a part of it. We had a pretty high contract with him. What is it that he's going to be paid for this abbreviated thing that he didn't actually work on putting together to begin
with? I addressed that in the meeting that you know, that this is going to be an abbreviated oil and gas summit. He wouldn't be expecting the same salary. Come up with something less.
So there's not an agreement yet.
There's no, sure. He said we never voted to have this. So.
I'd like to follow up on that. Since Rick was, he was supposed to be in charge of it. I agree that we make a deal with him to do it. But if not, I refer back to the offer that I passed on last week that. Christy Red Eagle said that she would be willing to do it. So I don't want to just cut Rick out, but if he's coming up with, we only got $40,000 in the whole bank, we don't know what we're going to have for any producers. Well, you know, since we're doing it in this fashion, it's not the normal time to get the donations. I don't want to spend 20 on him, or 10, you know, to do that, you know, what I'm saying, so since we don't have a straight deal with him, I think it needs to reflect his efforts, and not, you know, going forward and not just what he thinks he might want to get.
That's a concern, but also I appreciate the other is that Mrs. Red Eagle can walk us right in the sky too.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that would be so much easier.
And she's still on the committee, right?
Yes,
right.
She is. don't know that anyone's made that contact yet, so.
I ran into her last night.
Ma'am?
Could you share with us what you?
I ran into her and she's asked about that or said something about that. I said, well, I don't know yet, we haven't met on it. She said to let her know that she'd be more than happy to accommodate us and do what she could for us.
I mean, all in favor of that?
Let's just go with that with your committee.
So somebody needs to be in contact with her.
If we're under the Osage Nation and they require bids of three people with a preference to Osages, are we gonna have to go through that process to get us a person to do this for us?
If we put them under contract, we will.
Can we just give her a tip?
Have a contract.
Ma'am?
So, is that what we're talking about? They're gonna submit a proposal for a contract?
I'll just see recommendations from the committee and then we can decide that.
Well, I don't have.
If that's what they chose.
I don't have any problems with letting her do it.
My answer was no on the SBA process.
Mm-hmm.
We're a direct service element, regardless of what we're getting called this week. This funding is brought to us as a clearinghouse for the money. It's donations that were non-federal dollars.
Right.
So I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say, we can take care of this.
Okay.
Can we go ahead and make a motion to have a oil and gas summit?
I didn't hear that.
Do you have a 2016 oil and gas summit and then that will authorize our expenditures? And then we can work out who. I'm fine with Chris's, I think Chris would be great.
Would you like to make that form of motion?
I'll make that motion.
I second.
I second.
I have a motion on the floor, Councilman Yates, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin. Discussion on the 2016 oil and gas summit. And I'd like to have my recommendations from the committee. And go ahead and call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Booth?
Let me see if I understand the motion clearly, that we're gonna have an oil and gas summit in 2016? Well, I'm gonna vote for it, even though I don't know that we can do that by the end of December.
Councilman Tishwal?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Councilman Crum.
As I'm sitting here, this dawned on me that we have another piece of business we should put on the agenda for next month.
Yes, sir.
And that is our Producer of the Year Award.
Anyone still on their feet?
Regardless of a, whether we have a summit or not, we did vote a year ago to start doing that every year.
Yes, sir.
So we should probably put that on our working list for next month.
Producer of the Year. And we won't use the same pipe for the last time. With that, I'd like to add, over our minute meetings. Would anyone like to entertain getting us caught up on those? Councilwoman Booth?
I don't have that available, but I will say that I went through all. I found a whole bunch of errors in here, but since most of them pertain to everything you men said and I didn't see anybody raise their hands, I'm just gonna go with a correction that pertains to something I said. And it's on June the 10th. Well, the information I have says that we're gonna look at the meeting minutes for July of 2014, August of 2014, February of 2016, down through and including August of 2016. Am I incorrect? Are we not supposed to be doing that according to this agenda? Is that not right?
No, you're right. Is that the only set of them that you wanted corrected now?
I'm not gonna correct anything any of you men said. I thought that all, we were all supposed to read them. Did I find more problems with these? Yes, I did, but it pertains to everything you guys have said. And you're not challenging it, so I'm just gonna challenge what I've got here. I did discuss a correction I made to something Andrew Yates said about feet of truss, and it was feta. I said that last Friday, but on page 7 of the June 16th, I did not say that I want to know where the Bailey production is. It's Daily production, not Bailey production. So, and then there was a, again on page 7, I think the word the needs to be taken out on something I said. I don't believe I said I'd like to ask the Mrs. Phillips some questions. And changes in our, the way our meeting minutes are handled. I don't think we need to have all of these in there. You know, there's like 10 pages here identifying each and every one of these meeting minutes. It's identified on our agenda under 9B, meeting minutes, so I don't see why we need to have Osage Minerals Council meeting in front of every meeting minute that we have.
Sure. Does that take care of everything for you?
Yes.
Councilman Crown?
I hate I don't know, I'm the only one that was unaware that we were doing February 16th and August 16th. I thought maybe those others have been taken care of. I didn't go back and look at those. I missed the little dash in there. It's not even separated over to where I would see that. But, so. Going to vote on those, I figured I'd have to abstain because I just haven't. I don't know that I reviewed them.
I understand.
We get them and then I look at them and then, but I don't know that I reviewed those here for today.
Council, do you have anything else to add? Are you entertaining a motion?
Well, a comment.
Please.
Chairman, are you involved in getting these minutes approved?
I'm in under the review of it, yes. Mr. Brock brings it to me on the scheduling, what he's got done, what is in there. But I can't spend my time reading every one of them.
So, I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, what are you doing that ensure these are all approved in a timely manner?
Trying to get them to this meeting today so we can get caught up. If we can get by that, then it gets into a better cycle. But I understand the wordsmithing part of it also.
I mean, we're talking about many minutes in 2014, August 2014. I'm just a little bit concerned that we can't roll out documents quickly.
Yeah.
And so we need to rethink, and I think Lou's done a great job getting this out. Try to quasi-fix the problem by allowing him to get the drafts out there. But still, the issue still remains, two-year-old minutes are not being approved. So I'm just, what do we need to do administratively to ensure these documents roll out, approved, and out there? Do we need to bring a consultant in? Do we need to, I'm at a loss here. You know, I'm thinking we'll be in 2018 still looking at 14 minutes. So I'm concerned.
May I say
so? Are you done, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Can I say something?
Yes.
I don't think that 2014 minutes were done. I think Lou had to do them.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know, but I believe he had to do them. That's why they're here and that's why they're so light. But I don't know that for a fact. You might ask the gentleman that. Because he's gone in and caught, I don't know how many minutes, that meetings that we were behind, and he's gone in and caught them up. And there's errors in them, I'm sure, grammatical errors. But anyway, when we're through with this, I need to bring up about the newsletter.
I don't know how much we're paid, $29,000 a year, and we can't get minutes out the door. I mean, I'm a little concerned here.
Well, I was a little concerned. That's
make
why they're
the
not
motion
here.
And that concerns. Let's do it.
That's why they're not here anymore.
I'd like to hear what we got to say about it first, Chairman.
But you already sent your emails where you approved them.
Sir, I'd like to hear what we're going to do administratively to fix this problem. To deal with and approve two-year-old minutes and get them done and get them out the door.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
According to our agenda, if the action is approved today, we are caught up. And the way we handle our meeting minutes is every month it should be on our agenda, and those minutes should be ready for us for discussion on Friday, and we vote on them on Wednesday. So I don't have any problem with what we're doing right now. This will get us caught up, and then we'll move on to the future. And any one of us could have challenged the agenda or put the meeting minutes on the agenda, and I know some months they haven't been on there. So whose fault is it, really? I mean, let's not worry about little stuff like that. I mean, let's just move on.
I disagree. I don't think it's little. I think
it's not little, because they should be accurate.
We need to do this better.
I just identified a way that we're going to do it better.
We need to do better.
It's not administrative that it's policy and practice. It's not getting voted on in here.
Thank you, dear. That's all the comment I want right there.
Thank you, Lacey.
We have August minutes on here. That was last month. We vote on it today, and we're current. We can't help what happened when we didn't have a staff to take care of this.
Shall we vote?
Floor.
Shall we vote?
Ms. Bright, would you make a short comment? I don't want you to have to hold your hand.
According to Robert's Rules of Order, you don't put down word for word, especially if you have a recording of minutes anyway. It is supposed to be an outline of what went on, and then the resolutions that you vote on should be word for word.
And they are.
And that's it. But this writing every little single word everybody says, that's where you're getting in trouble.
I would like to. Thank you, ma'am. I'd entertain a motion.
I entertain a motion that we go ahead and just approve these minutes just to get caught up.
I need a second.
Second.
I have a second. A motion on the floor, Councilwoman Irwin. Second over by Councilwoman Redcorn. Without any discussion, call for the question, please.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Boone?
I'm going to have to vote no because of the reasons I stated earlier. There's still a whole bunch of errors that need to be made in here, that need to be corrected in here, and I think that if these meeting minutes were proofread, it'd be a lot better for us, so I'm going to vote no.
Councilman Fishola?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
I'm abstaining for the reasons stated earlier. I don't have a problem with it. I just.
Yes, sir.
Councilwoman Irwin?
I'm going to abstain.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Yeah.
Motion passes. I appreciate it. Now let's get down to another subject.
How about the newsletter?
How about this? Wait till I call on you.
Well, I don't want you to forget it.
No, I'm not, dear. Never forgot you. Well, old business, C, personnel. Does anyone like to, Councilwoman Boone?
Because our rules say that we will advertise the vacancy and the person, one of our people is in a temporary position, then we need to advertise to fill that position on a permanent basis.
Yes, Council.
I make a motion that we hire Ms. Brock on a permanent basis in the position that we hold at the moment. As emergency hire, make
I'll second.
Can we open that up for this thing?
Hang on. I'd like to form a motion. I have a motion on the floor to Councilman Yates, taking our temporary employee into permanent status. I have a second by Councilman Crum. Now open the floor for discussion. Councilwoman Boone, then Councilwoman Irwin.
Then what I stated earlier was a true fact, that the arrangements that have already been made to make him a permanent person, and that's why they wanted him to be appointed on the oil and gas summit. But, you know, we have rules that say we're supposed to advertise, and it's been my experience that this Minerals Council does not want to have any rules, and without rules you have confusion, so I'm for sticking to the rules, and that's why I'll be voting no on this personnel issue. Thank you.
Councilwoman Irwin and Councilman Reddy.
I'm really confused about this because I, sometimes we can do what we want by resolution, and sometimes we don't do what we want by resolution.
No, we do anything we want by resolution.
Okay, but my point of it is, since we've had the nation factor in, is this gonna be an ethical question later on down the line? That's my question. So you all tell me.
I would defer that to the court.
After they file suit on us again?
Counsel?
I'm gonna speak to the, I'm gonna speak to the paper. Hiring Lou, he's done a great job. Our minutes are caught up as of now. He does a great job, and I agree with Ms. Bright. I wish we didn't do the verbatim we got to take. I fought that fight since I was chairman. Just an overview and how we vote, you know. Now, they want verbatim, they go get the recording. But he does a great job. Plus, I think we talked to Human Resources Director with the nation, and he basically said we could hire whoever we wanted. We're having a hard time getting people to come over here.
Oh, really?
Okay. Counsel, you got anything to add to that?
I do.
You'll be the last.
Okay.
You need to say something.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be the last.
I like the work that Lou's done. He's done, but sometimes it's hard communicating with him. I think that any issues that you may have with him need to be resolved through his supervisor. And I believe that's you, Mr.
Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman.
Ma'am, you can't. We're in an open meeting.
Do you want to go make a motion to go into executive?
Okay.
And then deal with this person. I guess we probably should.
No, because I want to go home. So, yeah.
All right. Councilman Redcorn.
My comment was in regard to what Councilwoman Boone brought up. During the, about appointing Lou as the contact between the OFC and the Oil and Gas Committee, we felt like somebody needs to just track what's going on with the Summit Committee and inform us what's going on. That's the only detail this change would bring. So that person could be Lou or anybody. We just need to appoint somebody to keep us abreast of the summit, say, not even calling the summit meeting. At least we'd have somebody to remind us that they've made a change, and that's what happened. So that was the only reason. It doesn't matter to me who we appoint, but we thought Lou would be a good person to maintain continual communication with the summit committee. So anyway, just a little comment there.
Ma'am, your last.
I still contend that this is already a done deal. It's already, you guys have already decided it's going to be the full-time permanent position, whether we have rules or not. So we don't need to go into executive session. Let's just go ahead and vote and get it over with.
Call for the question.
Councilwoman?
No.
Councilman Joshua?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilman Irwin? Yes. Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn? Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Congratulations. Now it's going to just be on. With that, I'd like to move on down to committee reports and budget. Yeah, excuse me, Ms. Wright, I'll give you 1 second, please.
Yes, at the last OSA meeting, the chief did say that the mineral council can do just about whatever they want to as long as they don't go against the Constitution.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. With that budget, did we have anything to add?
No one talked to me about any changes that they needed made, so.
Do you want to make a motion to run that through?
I'll make a motion that you accept these budget.
For C395
and S510. C395 and S510, if I can make it in the same motion.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I need a second.
I'll second.
I have a second. I have a motion on floor by Councilwoman Redcorn, seconded by Councilman Crum.
Discussion.
Open for discussion.
On legal fees, we have down $276,732. Discovered our legal fees for two attorneys.
Right, and if you'll look at the minutes over the years from the first council, minerals council, we always went over. And so that's usually what we start with on our budget. And then, like I mentioned the last time, we can move money over.
On a lot of budget modification, but, okay, council.
On a lot of the same line, I have no problem with what they're putting in the budget.
Yes, sir.
It's a guess. But we do have more than two attorneys. We have three. We have Tim Dowd, who's used, and then we have still being used, McCullough.
David.
And then we're using Frederick's People's Mortgage for other things. So we need to change that one thing about two to three.
Yes.
That we have on contract right now.
That's correct, Councilman.
And so last Friday, I think it was Councilman Crum that pointed out the merit increase to employees up to 3%. So is that 1991 then going to be the correct amount for someone who will only be getting a 3% increase? How do you work his increase?
This is the first time we'd be able to have somebody have a merit increase because nobody stays long enough to get one.
Well, that's beside the point. The point is this, my question is this the correct amount?
Yes.
It's 1991 for 3%.
We could do a budget modification on any kind of increase over that, which we owe someone that.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Anything else to add? Motion on the floor, anything else? Call for a question.
Councilman Tischler?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. With that, newsletter.
Thank you, Chairman. Blue's done a fantastic job on our next newsletter. It's been picked over. But I think we're ready to roll it out. So, I'm sorry, I did all the picking. But anyway, Lou, thank you very much. Looks great. I'm proposing that we send this newsletter out.
I'm making a curse.
Is it too late to make one correction?
No.
And I don't mind someone's constituents contacting me at a private email. That's fine, but I know everyone else uses their minerals council email, and I would like mine to be listed as my minerals council.
As well as it should.
Because it goes to my phone and I can respond to it quicker. It's J.A. Gates at Oakstation Nation.
We have that,
Luke's
sir.
Got a thumbs
and
up here.
Andrew Yates Live is my personal, which is fine also, but I don't check it at all.
Yes, sir.
So if we could maybe change that.
What's that?
With that change, I propose we roll it out immediately.
Councilwoman Bingham.
I want my contact number. I want that information changed too. I want them to have my home phone, my cell phone, my business email, and my private email. I'm available to my constituents. So I don't want to limit them to thinking, oh, geez, we can only get her that way. So
yes,
we can
ma'am.
Add that.
We'll give it to Mr. Brock. We'll be fine with that. Any other comments?
Chairman,
go ahead.
Can we send this little newsletter out?
After the adjustments for these two, we'll send it.
So it's an approval, I'm hearing, Chairman.
For me,
we've got
it
to
is.
Vote.
Yeah, we've got to vote.
To approve and send out
then I'm calling
after
for
the
vote.
Adjustments.
Make a motion.
I make a motion we send this newsletter out with adjustments to correct the contact information for Mr. Yates and Mrs. Irwin.
Man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me
or? Okay. Sorry.
I'll second.
Answer my phone.
Second.
I'll second.
Motion on the floor, Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilwoman Irwin. Go ahead and send the newsletter out after discussed today. Call for the question.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Yes.
Just for a little housekeeping here, I want to talk to my council. We've been contacted, of course, by the IHS program that wants to come and visit with us to start in the progress of the review for the Bureau, where they come in, they do the accounting and see what, they have to look at us first, and then they want to come to the council and do a proposal to us. And this is the group out of Denver. I've been contacted by the last gentleman I've talked to is IHS Marketing, Kirk Graham. And I told him I'd get back with you after I've talked to the council. The next question is I've been contacted by State of Oklahoma, Secretary of Energy. They'd like to, next week, have us available for a webinar on the dashboard rollout on their earthquake information. Okay. So I told him I'd get with you guys on that. And we'll have Mr. Brock, we'll figure out a day for either. And with that, we're right here.
Just to reiterate, that's what Mr. Coleman from EPA Dallas said not once but twice to the General Counsel.
We got
so that. I'm strongly in favor of IHS pulling together that dashboard system.
Okay, IHS is going to go into BIA dashboard set up.
Okay, what? Okay, I need a clarification from you then. You mentioned dashboard. Who's doing that?
That's the State of Oklahoma is going to be, they want us to roll it out with the EPA to be a participant.
So that's not part of the IHS.
No, sir, that's a separate entity where we're going to go in and they want to come in.
Whatever the case may be, we need to roll out dashboard.
Yes.
And I think if we contact our attorney and see if we can get that.
What does it say? I don't know why.
Put on high priority to roll out.
I haven't seen it.
I'll have them contact us for next week. Mr. Brock will roll that out, get the council ready to review it, and it'll be direct.
Okay, we need that.
I think they're going to actually want us in as the participant. Council?
I have a deal that I think maybe the court's probably fits a spot for. We need to talk about having lease auctions. One of the people that we give a lease for today told me, so why don't you guys have a lease? I'd have much rather done this by a lease auction. And I said, that's preference as being. If we don't set a date someplace and start it. So what I would like, I don't want to vote on today, but I would like to put that on the agenda for next day, or next month, that we set a date. It has to be several months in advance. It takes time to notify people there's going to be one, and they have to make it, and we have to notify, and the BIA has to check to make sure they're open. That's always an adventure. And then, so we could if we vote on next time, we can probably set a date in January to do it. That's how much lead time we need between October and January to get it done.
Yes, sir.
That'd be a minimum. So I really want that on the agenda, and I'd like for folks to think about whether we want it. Can we just set it and take them? We can gauge the effort we put into it in terms of how big a room or whatever by how many leases we get. We can hold an auction right here in this room. They did it for years.
We did.
If that's all we have, you know, for them to do. So I think we can make that move.
I agree.
Under new business.
Thank you.
Is there anything we need to add? Ma'am? That's the other concern. We had an ODOT project on the J-Vine project. That's the one we're talking about. We voted a resolution to have the letter sent to the Pond Creek VVE. But this is the other project. The contractors just now got a hold of it as of this week. That's the information that we sent to you on the project. One contractor who's doing the actual removal of the signage, no dirt work, that's the ones that contacted me, but I already have a call from another one that is part of this larger project. That's why I asked maybe we should do a resolution where we do the project and all the subcontractors under it. An ODOT nation project, whatever the case may be. But at this time, do we need a specific resolution for
the second group that, yeah, come in. These are all the relocation of the utilities and the exchange of the actual stoplight, stuff like that. Yes, sir, you're for it.
Again, I think I would like this project developer to tell us how much dirt could be moved off the site.
Yes, sir.
What kind of dirt it is, excavation materials, and if it's going to be moved off the site.
Okay.
Tell us that.
Okay.
Let us know what that is, and then we can make a decision.
I do know on the first group, the answer is done. Ma'am? Both items, yes, sir.
Let's pass the word.
Do you have the names on the two? Creek Construction's one, let me get your other one. The other. Let me go to these 50 real quick. The VVE is, the VEE is already through. That was with Don Hutchinson. And the other group is going to be for the Hauser. Yes, we'll just leave it as Hauser.
Are we talking about a letter to the guy who said we're waiving the?
Yes, sir.
And so I will make a motion that we do that for these.
Yes, sir.
With the caveat that the information we have is correct, that they're not removing any dirt from the site, and that we will give them the letter saying that we are waiving the soil permit process.
That's exactly what Lacey and I have been talking about. Let's call for the question. Oh, the motion first.
Need a second.
Need a second.
Need a second.
I need a second for. Councilman Crum has a motion on the floor, second by Councilwoman Irwin, or excuse me, Redcorn. The letter of waiving the permitting on the projects, road projects, ETC, whatever they are. Would that call for the question?
Councilwoman Irwin?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Abstain.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Moon?
Yes.
Councilman Tishwala?
Yes.
Councilman Crum?
Yes.
Thank you very much. With that, I'd love to entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Would you have a?
Ms. Bright, please.
Yes. As a shareholder, are you all going to publish your budget and at the end of the year expenditures like the nation does in your newsletter? Because I would like to see both of them.
Okay.
And it's our money.
It
is
our money.
And my second comment is, I hope that you're going to really work on keeping a hostile, free workplace.
Yes, ma'am.
You lost about 14 employees because of that reason.
Ma'am, we'll stick with the first effort that you talked about, that's having that on our site. I'll stick with that.
I'll give the motion for adjournment then.
I second it.
I have a motion on the floor of Councilman Crum, second by Councilwoman Irwin, motion adjourned, no discussion, call for questions.